Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
A couple of weeks ago, we told you about an editorial appearing in the Journal of the Canadian Medical Association, authored by its interim editor-in-chief, Dr. Rajendra Kale. In it, he called on healthcare professionals not to reveal the sex of the fetus to any woman before, say, 30 weeks of pregnancy, because such information is medically irrelevant and, in some cases, harmful. His basis for doing so is the growing number of studies and reports that demonstrate the practice of female feticide, that is, aborting unborn girls because of their sex, is occurring in Canada and the United States. To back up that concern, Margaret Somerville, founding director of the Center for Medicine, Ethics and Law at Canada's McGill University, authored an op-ed in which she asks and answers the question, why is there this huge fuss about sex selection abortion? To begin with, Somerville lays out the situation in Canada. Over 100,000 abortions take place each year in Canada. It is legal throughout pregnancy, although the vast majority of physicians will not carry it out after viability, which she observes the Canadian Medical Association sets at 20 weeks gestation. It's a situation that plays into pro-abortion hands, in which the pro-aborts argue women have the right to absolute reproductive freedom and that the unborn child is a parasite a woman is entitled to get rid of. All of this sets up her entire point for writing. Pro-choice advocates, she says, used to oppose sex selection abortions, but some have changed their position because they do not want to endorse the legitimacy of any restriction on abortion. The absence of any restrictions not only makes abortion more accessible, it sends a message and establishes a cultural value that having an abortion is no big deal, which is consistent with pro-choice ideology. And that's the crux for the pro-abortion argument. To them, particularly in the United States, Roe v. Wade made abortion an absolute that dare not be trod upon. As Somerville writes, pro-choice advocates have long proposed that whether women can have unfettered access to abortion should be the litmus test of whether a society has respect for women and their rights. Of course, that's only if you're a woman living outside the womb. To do anything that would impede abortion of girls inside the womb would be tantamount to subjugating women as incubators and fetus factories and whatever other absurd rhetoric the pro-aborts could come up with. While Somerville goes on to claim that Dr. Kale's suggestion that the sex of the baby be withheld until 30 weeks gestation is neither feasible nor ethical, she readily acknowledges that abortion decisions have an impact on society and are not just a private matter. Somerville points to the astounding numbers, which estimate at least 100 million girls are missing in India and China as a result of sex selection abortion and female infanticide. In one Indian study, Somerville writes, 7,000 consecutive abortions were followed. All but three were baby girls. Moreover, she argues, testing unborn children for sex is the tip of the prenatal testing iceberg. Tests for many other conditions are already available, and more are coming fast. The issues are how may these be used and how should they not be used, and what law governing abortion should be put in place to ensure that Canadian values we want to enshrine regarding these tests are respected. Though she speaks of Canadian values, her last line is as applicable here in the United States as it is to our neighbor in the North. It is an issue that affects some of the most important values on which we base our Canadian society, and it is not going away. Somerville's argument underscores the need for our work to educate our society about the dignity and value of human life, and our work to pass laws that protect innocent human life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.